This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Mandela Day. Dr. Mbanjwa is joining us live in studio right now to speak more on Mandela Month. Dr. Mbanjwa, good morning and welcome on MUT Radio.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for joining us and just giving us isikhathi sakho. Yesterday we were celebrating Mandela Day, and EMUT as a whole went to Ekenana old age home, behamba ne department ya seed, as well as the faculty of management science and the marketing department as a whole. It was beautiful yesterday celebrating Mandela Day in many different ways, one of which we celebrated Mandela Day. I just want to find out, since Mandela Day was only yesterday, is it relevant, Dini, to make it a Mandela month for the whole of July?
Yes. Extending Mandela Day to Mandela month can be highly relevant, and it can be very impactful. It allows more substantiated engagement and a deeper exploration of Nelson Mandela, his values and legacy. So this extended period is going to enable more sustained efforts in community service, education, and reflection on social justice, equality, and human rights. So by dedicating the whole month as an individual and the organization, they will have more and more time to plan and execute meaningful activity, ensuring a broader reach and more significant impact.
Mm. And I know Guti, our former president Mandela used to live by our values, and maybe if you can just briefly share some of Nelson Mandela's values that the pila ngawo while he was still alive.
In fact, that one was a global icon, advocating for peace, justice. He has got many numerous values. Mm. One of the values was he fought tirelessly against apartheid and equality rights for all people, regardless of race and their background. And also, he spent 27 years in prison. Mandela, after coming back from prison, he chose reconciliation over retribution, promoting forgiveness and unity.
Wow.
He dedicated to justice and equality. He never wavered despite so many hardships that he has faced in prison. So he even when he came from prison, being a first democratic president, his leadership was characterized by humility, vision, and a deeper commitment to people that he's serving.
Wow. And I know as an institution, we are following some of those values. And, you know, just as I mentioned earlier, Uguti, yesterday we were giving and actually giving a helping hand, a Kenana old age home, Gasi Mlazi. But maybe if you can perhaps emphasize on how MUT as a community should respect Mandela Day and his values.
I think it's another university. We should honor Mandela and his values by encouraging a culture of inclusivity and equality opportunities for all students and staff. And then also, I think we have the responsibility to create a supportive environment where conflicts are resolved through dialogue and mutual respect. I think we should inspire students and staff to persist in their academic and personal pursuits despite the challenges that they may face.
Yes.
And also, we need to encourage members of MUT community to lead by example, demonstrating integrity, humility, and commitment to service.
Maybe Dr. Mbanjwa, you have mhlambama activities outlined by department yakho or when yourself personally, just to honor Mandela's legacy, or any activities or projects. If you have any, can you please share with us?
Lalela, I'm on my campus. We are coming from a beach to do the coastal cleanup. We went there to do a coastal cleanup, collaborating with Deben Municipality. So we just went there to ensure we keep our beaches clean ngaso sonke isikhathi. Yesterday we were collaborated with Department of Agriculture. We went to Shumela High School. We invited students. We were teaching them about to say katini, spirit katini zim, and food is expensive. So I think Tina, we have the responsibility to ensure that we teach abantu ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bayitshalele bona ukudla, so that if zisifica leyikhathi enzima be able to live, ingasifici iy'nsuku zendlala. So that is why we went out, we spent our 67 minutes to ensure that we teach as little as from Besase High School ubafundisa ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bayitshalele bona. And then also on Monday we are going to different communities, Tamba Mukod, Nakona, we are teaching people on how to plant so that they may have ukudla ngaso sonke isikhathi. We also have an entrepreneurship campaign whereby we teach about job opportunities of scarce. So we are in a space whereby we need to teach people to start their own businesses so that they may be able to sustain impilo. So that is what we are doing. We are encouraging people to start their own businesses. And then another activity that we are planning to do on the 29th, I think that is our last activity for Mandela Month. It's the writing and reading competition. We are trying to encourage school learners to be able to read and to be able to write, because one of the challenges that we have as a country is illiteracy. People are unable to read and write. So sihamba ngalo mqaqo to promote abantu to be able to read and write.
Wow, it seems like your department is very busy. Busy kakhulu. But just your final words, Dr. Mbatha, to MUT community at large, nje senigqukumbela, because I ngifuna ukudedela, it seems like busy kakhulu, kuyasetshenzwa lapho.
Yes. As we honor Nelson Mandela's legacy, let us commit ourselves to uploading the values that he stood for, like equality, forgiveness, perseverance, leadership, compassion, and education. By integrating these principles into our daily lives and actions, we can collectively see strong and contribute to building a just and inclusive society. So let us use this opportunity to reflect, to engage, and to take meaningful steps towards making a positive impact in our community. So together we can carry forward Mandela's vision of the world where every individual is valued, empowered to achieve their full potential. Thank you.
Well, Doc, thank you so much. We really appreciate this katsako. And let me leave it at that point on a high note of food. Nje, uvale kamnandi, siyabonga kakhulu for your time. Yeah, asiqhubeke in 67 minutes. I think it's more than 67 minutes now. But yeah, we're doing it for the legacy. Kababu Nelson Mandela. Thank you so much, Doc.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfethu.
Ngiyabonga, ngibonga thina. Wow, what an amazing man. Engagement abayenzayo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.